The Unanswered Questions of 2012. I did an interview with the Daily Bell, a wonderful website that's sort of based in Austrian economics, this month. And one of the questions I underscore is, who is really in control, or why are they doing this? And I think one of the reasons I kept underscoring that question was the Daily Bell had a series of questions about how do we re-engineer the financial system and the currency system. They're very interested in sound currency, which is something I am too. But I think the fundamental thing to understand is that financial tools are simply supporting systems. The fundamental question is, who's really in control, and why are they behaving the way that they're behaving, and how do we want to be governed, and who do we want govern us? And I, for one, am tired of living on a planet where I spend a significant amount of time trying to figure out what's going on and who's really running things, and I can't find that basic information. So if you look at the basic information we'd all like to have a comfortable and sensible map of our world and how our world works, we don't have it. And I think part of the awakening is people are going to sort of get very frustrated about that and start to ask questions. And that's unfortunately going to lead us, or fortunately going to lead us, into some very strange places, including sort of who's running the UFOs and what are crop circles and a whole lot of other things that have not been part of the socially acceptable conversation. It's interesting. I'm headed to Ashland, Oregon to speak at the end of the month, and I was talking to a wonderful person from Ashland about what I was going to be talking to, and he had just watched Thrive. And I said to him, oh, what did you think? And he said, well, I thought it was unfortunate they got into topics like UFOs and crop circles. And I said to him something I've said many times, and that is, you know, if you study the economics in the United States, because the United States just breaks down into 3,100 counties, what you discover is that each county is being drained to finance the black budget. So whether it's mortgage fraud or narcotics trafficking, you have all this sort of organized crime, which as an institutional matter is financing the black budget. And so if a group of soccer moms want to get together and back narcotics trafficking out of their neighborhood, they ultimately end up running into, you know, black budget helicopters and James Bond. And so we have to talk about the black budget, and we have to talk about, you know, who in the world is financing the UFOs and what are crop circles, because, in fact, it's at the very heart of our economic problems. The whole planet, if you look at the money, is being harvested, and it's not to make Goldman Sachs partners rich. The kind of money we're talking about, you know, $4 trillion disappearing from the federal government and in only a few fiscal years, you know, that's more money than just can make, you know, lots and lots of billionaires. We're talking about the kind of money that can finance space stations and private space programs and Lord knows what. So the whole planet is being harvested. It's very centralized. No one county or no one place is allowed out. That's what I was talking about when I said, you know, we're going into Libya because we can't afford leakage. The more fragile the empire becomes politically and economically, the more no one place can afford to be outside the model. Everybody's got to get into the model. And if the model's dependent on producing money for the black budget and sort of this global harvesting, then, you know, we've got to bring transparency to that question. We've got to talk about it. And so I expect a big question in 2012 is for people to be saying, you know, who's doing this? What is really going on? A second big unanswered question is, what is the end game on unemployment combined with austerity and retirement demographics? If we have a whole world of aging baby boomers and all the commitments that have been made to them and all the retirement provisions that have been made to them turn out to be not there or to be there in less amounts, at the same time that unemployment is skyrocketing, what exactly and how exactly is that supposed to work? Now, in fact, new technology, entrepreneurship, lots more liquidity, at the local and the micro equity level can really address that, because we can grow our own food. We can have small business can create huge amounts of jobs. But what we're seeing is we're seeing those things being targeted and shut down by government. So what's the end game on this? Because the tension between people who want to create income and want to create retirement provision versus, you know, financing a government that's stopping us from doing it, that's going to cause very profound tensions, not that are going to show up in Occupy Wall Street, but are going to show up on the line. There are continued questions about what's going on with space weather and deterioration of the electromagnetic field, and I think those are things that people would love to have understandable transparency about, and which are very difficult to get. So watch more questions there. There are going to be questions about real solutions, and beware the manipulation of them. So we're going to see more push to try and get activists to tee up a constitutional convention in 2013 or 2014 after the election. More sort of crazy financial solutions, calling for the end of money and all sorts of things that, of course, will serve the centralizers. But the solution conversation is going to be ongoing, and there's going to be plenty of questions. And finally, one of the big questions is, can an empire really last, built only on force and not the mandate of heaven? And, of course, you know my answer to that is no, it can't. And that's why I think it's so important that the rest of us continue to focus on the global conversation and real solutions in our own life. Let's get on with building our world, because I don't think the empire can last based just on force. But that doesn't mean it's not going to try.